Good morning, Auroville. Today is Thursday, 24th of March, and here's partly cloudy morning on already 27 degrees Celsius, and we can expect sunny today to partly cloudy and mainly clear over the night, with temperatures from low of 24 to high of 34, with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index, it will be even more than extreme, 11. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. And forecast for the weekend goes from sunshine to abundant sunshine and even to brilliant sunshine. In other words, sun over the weekend. Moon is still fully illuminated on 100%. Today at 4:30 p.m., the Sustainable Livelihood Institute will complete its first year of activity. And as they're saying, it has been a year of efforts, adventure, and significant achievements in bringing sustainable approaches to living to many quarters in Tamil Nadu, and serve as an important bridge between Auroville and Tamil Nadu. And here's a short excerpt of interview with Parvati and Balu inviting us to the event. Good morning, Pavitra. Good morning, Balu, and welcome to our studio. For you two, since you are active members of Sustainable Livelihood Institute in Kotakarai, tomorrow is going to be a really festive day, joyful day. Yeah, it's one year since it started to work. What are you preparing for tomorrow?
We invited all our people, So we're hoping to have some people, and then we will speak about how we've been since 1 year working with...
How was our journey and all?
Mm-hmm. To reflecting back, what happened that first year.
Mm-hmm. And how we will be for the next year, for the coming years.
Okay.
And also, this is the right time for us to thanks all the people who are supported and who is going to support and who is supporting till now.
It is like really good what SLA is doing. From my side, like, I've learned a lot from SLA. It has taught me many things. I was really blind, like, when I entered SLA. For organic agriculture, I was really zero about agriculture and all. Like, now I have like a wide idea of what is agriculture and organic agriculture is about. I've started a small garden in my nearby my house, and like
what about the people around you? Do you see any changes with that institute? How does it affect them, you know, what they can benefit?
They're really changing, you know, when they come, like, if it is a 3-day workshop, First day they'll be wondering where they are, and they'll be like completely lost, and slowly we'll make them come inside and look around the Auroville. We'll explain what it is and what workshop they're here for. And once we had a nice feedback from agriculture, like she said, you have given us lots of lecture regarding organic agriculture, but she was thinking whether it would be a true one or is it real what we are talking. And then later we had a visit to fields near in like Discipline Farms, Annapurna and all. And then she was really shocked. She said, whatever you lectured us was real. They are real and we could see it on hands. She was really surprised.
Today at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, the true stories of volunteers. These talks on education with Arnold Lebrun on Sadhana Forest unschooling approach, with Carmen Pallings on education in Nandanaman Kindergarten, and Maria Jikarova on integral education in Isalemba School. Today at 5:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, Bhakti Poetry in Music and Dance with South Indian flute Gordon Kostach, Hindustani slide guitar with Joel Eisenkramer, and Mudu Mitapanyag, it will be dancing. Today is really packed because today at 6:30 at South Chobarat Nivas, we are invited to see Kanehira, a Japanese play but transferred into Indian interpretation because it's directed by Dr. Velo Sarvanam from the Department of Performing Arts in Pondicherry University. And of course, today is 24th, so the Oroville Council is reminding us to attend the general meeting at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, because this will be the preparation meeting for the resident assembly decision-making process on the newly proposed FMC mandate and entry policy. And the resident assembly decision-making process will allow us three options to choose from: yes, no, or support the majority. On Saturday, 26th of March, between 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited by Jute Link and Jerry to celebrate Global Zeitgeist Day with global movements, with reverence for Orville and India films, with talks, discussions and sharing and being inspired together. Amongst the culture events, of course, Saturday and Sunday, 26 and 27 at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, we will hear Orville choirs in concert. The title of the concert is The Peacemakers by Carl Jenkins. And Orville choirs will be Orville Choir, Youth Choir, and Instrumental Ensemble, and they will present a selection of songs extolling peace. On Sunday, 27th of March, between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Crown Road, we are invited to visit New Orville Firewell Facility, located on the Crown Road between the Orville Library and Santa. That morning, we can explore the space, meet members of the Firewell team, ask questions, and hear about various aspects of the work. You should simply follow the flowers. Serious events in the lives of Orovillians. Because there are written forms that have been prepared for our villains to give indications with regard to issues that relate to their own bodies. This is, of course, an optional undertaking, but making such information available to caregivers at an appropriate moment may mean that you will receive precisely the kind of care you want. And our villain has the right to make decisions about the process and location of dying, as well about how the body will be handled, cremation or burial. If you have clear indications of how you want this phase of your life to unfold, you need to make them explicit beforehand to all who might be involved in implementing them. This written form will be kept in strict confidentiality and will be referred to you to only when needed by family members or designated health caregivers. It can be modified at any time. Not all of the questions need to be answered, and personal remarks may be added. And a downloadable update on this form is now available on Avinet. You need to look under groups, then Farewell Matters. Your form might be placed in an envelope with your name on it and dropped off at the new Farewell any morning. And a joyful news, an invitation from Porto's Distribution Center or PTDC, that this Friday, 25th, which is tomorrow, we will meet at 4 p.m. to celebrate with all of us the 10 years of this place. On Friday, 25th, between 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Svaram, we can attend the workshop Music Called Life, where we will address and experience our own music called life, happening to us all the time. Workshop will be facilitated with Sadip Abaul from West Bengal. You need to call Swaram on 262-2220 for reservation. And here's also a note from TLC crew that the due drop-in is open on Thursdays between 2:40 to 4 p.m. at TLC Base Camp, opposite of Dana Communities. And we can drop in and indulge ourselves on bakes, teas, juices, board games, and lots of smiles. At Visitor Center Movies, today at 8 p.m. we will see The Walk, the biography drama, directed by Robert Zemeckis. And tomorrow they will screen Pawn Sacrifice, drama biography made in 2015 by director Edward Zwick. At Cinema Bharat Nivas there won't be no show due to the Orville Choir performance next day. but at Ecofilm Club at Sedona Forest at 7 p.m. Tomorrow we will see Earth 2014, directed by Joan Ribeiro Salgado and Wim Wenders. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Nordic drama Stockholm East, made in 2011 by director Simon Carcier. On Saturday we can see international drama Monsters Ball, made in 2001 by director Mark Foster, and on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. fantasy animation James and the Giant Peach, made in UK and USA in 1996 by director Henry Selig, and later on at Cine Club, Henry George Clouzot film The Murderers, The Murderer Lives at 21, which was made in France in 1942 and of course directed by Henry George Clouzot. And here's a quote from Carl Jung. There is no coming to consciousness without pain. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.